Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Throwback Thursday, Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly, and we got to get to the bottom of what does it mean to actually be in a ethical non-monogamous relationship?
How does it work?
It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly, and tomorrow starts the final two headphone karaoke's of the year.
Oh my gosh.
It's time.
That's it. It's the Christmas edition of headphone karaoke.
Okay.
And we kick it off with a Christmas-themed consequence tomorrow at this time.
Got it.
Yesterday, I told you about this stat that I saw on Instagram after watching the Netflix show You about the stalker, Joe Goldberg, but in the third season where now he is married, and in this season, him and his wife are talking about an open relationship. And then I saw the stat the day after watching that episode where it said 31% of U.S. millennials are in non-monogamous relationships. So I was like, what does that look like locally?
Because that's a pretty big percentage.
Absolutely. So I put a little poll up on my Insta story yesterday and I said, is this true for you? Not going to reveal any names, but just curious about it in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
90% said not for me.
Okay.
10% said, yep, true, it's for me.
Wow. Okay, 10% is pretty solid.
And then I had a couple of people sort of slide up in my DMs and sort of walk me through what it was like for them.
Yeah.
And they said that it was interesting. One person said they tried it and it just wasn't for them. And several people said, we tried it and we love it.
Okay.
So what is it actually like to be in an ethical non-monogamous relationship? So we've got two fam members on, Brittany and Lance, who are not together.
No, they're just separate.
They're
people.
Separate. So, Brittany, let's talk to you first real quick. How long have you been in this ethical, non-monogamous relationship?
Maybe about over 2 years or about 2 years.
Has it been ethically non-monogamous the entire time, or is it something that it evolved into?
No, it's been that way from the beginning.
And how did that start that way?
Well, first I married my husband and then found a partner who didn't mind kind of being in love with someone who was already married. So then goes the conversation of talking and making sure that everybody understands where everyone's emotions are at. And then collectively decide what goes on from there together.
Okay, so you got married, and then that was that, but there was another person that was in love with you?
Yeah.
And what did, so I'm assuming this, you broached the topic first to your husband?
Yes.
How did he go with that?
He always knew that I was a polyamorous person, that I am capable of loving other people. So at first he just thought this was just another person who was probably going to be in my life and then probably leave in a couple of months. So he wasn't really worried.
Okay.
But when he learned that things were a little more serious, we sat down and we talked a little bit about it and he just kind of understood and
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's just pretty much it.
Okay, I thought you cut out for a little bit. Okay.
Now, we have Lance on the line as well, which is he's not with Brittany.
No.
So, Lance, how long have you been in a ethical non-monogamous relationship?
My partner, I'm gay. My partner, fiance, actually. We've been together for 10 years.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And when did this start?
It started at the very beginning. We actually both had boyfriends at the time when we started dating. And for him, I think him and his other boyfriend, they broke up after less than a year. My other one, we were together for about 2 years. So I was dating the both of them for like 2 years and just sort of, you know, splitting my time, 2 days with one, 2 days with the other, a few days to myself. You know, about once a month, we'd all go out and do something together, go to movies or dinner or something. And just, yeah, and then just that other relationship just kind of waned the way that some relationships do. And this one just, you know, was sort of healthier, more stable. And so, yeah. And we're not really polyamorous per se in the sense of the openness to, I mean, we could be polyamorous. Like if something were to happen, if one of us were to meet somebody that we really felt strongly about, we could certainly take that step. For now, we're just open. Yeah.
Wow.
But very, yeah, very consensually, very ethically open.
So if you or he runs into someone, there's a spark there, do you immediately come back to the partnership and talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly would. Yeah, I mean, if I mean, you know, we certainly have friends that we feel strongly about, but not strongly enough about, you know, that we do, you know, have sex with, but, you know, not strongly enough about that we would, you know, want to make that person an additional relationship in the life. But, you know, but certainly if that were to happen, then we'd talk about that and figure out, because it's definitely, we definitely don't feel like love is limited. You know, love is infinite in the world.
I guess,
and
I'm just trying to figure out.
A lot of people, I think.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out where the rules lie. Like, when does one have to bring it up to the other? Because I'm assuming you don't do it in secret from each other.
Right.
No, absolutely. That's where the ethical and consensually non-monogamy portion of it is. You know, I don't think either one of us feel any hesitation to tell people we care about, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would only be if one of us realized, like, hey, I really want to invest a considerable amount of time, you know, with this person, you know, that at that point we definitely have that conversation.
Okay.
It sounds like both of you, Brittany and Lance, both went into your relationships knowing that that was a possibility and that there was open and ongoing open communication about it with your partners. Brittany, would you agree?
No, that conversation actually came after, that conversation only came after my husband decided that he wanted to pursue another partner.
Wow.
But he knew you were interested.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I never knew he had that side of him that he wanted to explore. But I love him and I wanted to encourage him.
Okay.
Fascinating. Well, that's the stat. 31% of U.S. millennials are in non-monogamous relationships. Brittany and Lance, thank you so much for opening your lives up to us and letting us sort of dig in and explore what that looks like for you all. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.